I'm now reading from The Villager, which is the magazine for Brightwell cum Sotwell. Meet Peter Card and Ian Smith. Peter and Ian moved to Brightwell 5 years ago, but have worked and lived together for 25 years. They have a joint interest in veteran and vintage period vehicles and have many stories about auctions, bicycles and early motoring. And the cover picture is Peter and Ian in a 1926 MG on VE Day in 2018. They also share an enthusiasm for bringing people together, which they do with their annual vintage car rally and picnic each summer in Little Martins. They met through their shared interest in auctions. Peter's career had begun in a very different world. He worked for ICL, the computer company, as a systems analyst back in the days of mainframe computers. The job involved intense periods of work followed by time off, and during those quieter spells, he began writing articles for motoring magazines. When an opportunity arose in the mid-1980s to run the car department at Phillips Auctioneers, he seized the chance. It seemed a lot more interesting than boring computers, he says. From there, Peter moved to Bonhams, organising auction sales specialising in early motoring items and automobilia. In those days, there were no online sales and helpers were always needed to display the lots as they came up for bidding. Ian began volunteering, holding up everything from mascots, badges, artworks and books to model cars. In the early 2000s, Peter and Ian decided they would like to escape from London by moving to the countryside, and so they purchased a farmhouse in Barrington in Somerset. Using an on-site defunct dairy as a warehouse, they set up their own specialist auction company. Over the next 20 years, their business focused on transport-related material, fascinating objects associated with early motoring, cycling, and so on. Items ranged from books, trophies, and photographs to car mascots, badges, lamps, and all manner of curiosities. They held several auctions each year, attracting enthusiasts from across the country. Peter has been interested in vintage transport since childhood. He and his brother spent weekends exploring junk shops in their hometown of Reading, looking for bargains to buy with their pocket money. "I am still amazed what you could buy for 2 and 6 pence in those days," he says. That fascination eventually developed into a deep knowledge of early cars and bicycles. He has written several reference books, including a detailed history of Lucas Lighting. He writes columns for Automobile Magazine and edits various cycling magazines. In recent years, he has provided commentary for motoring events, including the London to Brighton Veteran Car Run.